This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated the road to making the country self-reliant lies only through buying Swadeshi. Sharing thoughts in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister urged people to celebrate upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make vocal for local their mantra. He called upon people to make the resolve of buying products that are produced in the country.
बीते 11 साल में खादी के प्रति देश के लोगों का आकर्षण बहुत बढ़ गया है। पिछले कुछ वर्षों में खादी की बिक्री में बहुत तेजी देखी गई है। मैं आप सभी से आग्रह करता हूं कि 2 अक्टूबर को कोई न कोई खादी प्रोडक्ट जरूर खरीदें। गर्व से कहें ये स्वदेशी है। इसे सोशल मीडिया पर #vocalforlocal के साथ शेयर भी करें।
Mr. Modi highlighted the feat of 2 brave officers of the Indian Navy who stayed at sea for 8 months during the Navika Sagar Parikrama. Lieutenant Commander Dilna and Lieutenant Commander Rupa became the first Indian, the first Asian and the first persons in the world to reach there in a sailboat. Prime Minister expressed confidence that their hard work, success and achievements will inspire the youth, especially girls, of the country. In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi played audio of Bhupen Hazarika's iconic song Manu Hai Manohar Babe in Sinhala and Tamil. Mr. Modi also mourned the untimely demise of singer Zubeen Garg of Assam. Zubeen Garg was a renowned singer who made his mark across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the left-wing extremism will be completely eradicated from the country by March 31st next year. Speaking at the valedictory session of Naxal Mukt Bharat in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said, when the Narendra Modi government came to power in 2014, India faced 3 major internal security hotspots, Jammu and Kashmir, the Northeast, and the left-wing extremism corridor, where violent incidents were severely affecting national security. In Chhattisgarh, 3 Maoists, including a woman, were killed in an encounter with security forces today in the forests of Teriyarpani in Kanker district. The bodies of the slain Maoists have been recovered. Security forces seized an SLR, a .303 rifle, a 12-bore gun and other Maoist materials from the site. The Tamil Nadu government has constituted a 1-member commission of inquiry headed by former High Court Judge Justice Aruna Jagdishan to investigate the tragic stampede incident at a political rally in Karur, which claimed 40 lives. The incident occurred yesterday during a massive gathering organized by the Tamilaga Vetri Karagam, TVK, to welcome actor-turned-politician and party's founder Vijay. According to Director of Medical Education, 80 people are currently undergoing treatment across various hospitals. The identification process of all deceased victims have been completed and their mortal remains have been handed over to their families. World Food India 2025 concluded in New Delhi today with investment commitments exceeding 1 lakh crore rupees, marking one of the largest announcements in India's food processing sector. Over the 4-day event, 26 leading domestic and international companies signed memoranda of understanding, MOUs. In a statement, the Ministry of Food Processing Industries said these agreements are expected to generate direct employment for over 64,000 people and create indirect opportunities for more than 10 lakh individuals. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced the deployment of central observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar and by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies across various states. These observers will include general, police and expenditure observers. They will monitor the electoral process in each constituency, identify areas of improvement and make actionable recommendations. In cricket, India and Pakistan will face off in the Asia Cup final in Dubai today. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. This will be the first India vs. Pakistan final in Asia Cup history across 17 editions and 41 years. India, the most successful side in the competition with 8 titles, arrive as defending champions after the 2023 ODI triumph. Former Delhi captain Mithun Manhas has been elected as the new president of the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, during its annual general meeting today. Manhas becomes the 37th president of the board, succeeding Roger Binney, who stepped down last month after turning 70. And with that, we end this news bulletin.